congratulations to the Green Bay Packers. They did a good job tonight. They played good football, and you know, we came up short. Thought our guys played hard. We just didn't always play, you know, the way we're capable of playing in some instances. And but extremely proud of our football team and the way they worked throughout this year to represent our organization, to represent our state. You know, with the effort that they gave, you know, every single week over the course of this season, including tonight. These guys never let anyone put limitations on what they could achieve, and they played as hard as they could and tried to do the very best they could to give us a chance to win. And I told them that at the game, but we are all extremely proud of every one of them. And tough loss, not the way we wanted our season to end, but, you know, because of the character of the men on this football team, there are a lot of things that we can learn from this 2012 season. So,
Leslie, you pretty much said throughout the week you expected Christian to be able to go. At what point did you start to waver on that and wonder if he was going to make it?
Yesterday and today, you know, yesterday he improved enough to where you think, okay, maybe. Then the day when we took him out, just wouldn't have been smart to put him at risk, and so we made the decision to go with Joe.
Did he just tell you he couldn't throw, and was that the bottom line?
Yeah, well, some of the things we asked him to do, he wasn't very good at getting them done, things that we needed him to be able to do if we were going to put him out there. So just wasn't the right thing to do. He's got some tightness, some swelling in that area that it's gone down quite a bit, but still not to the point where he has full range. So it limits some of the throws he can make, and it, you know, would make it very difficult for him to really run our offense.
Les, the first drive, you guys ran some what looked like read option. Mm-hmm. I think the first eight plays were running plays. Looked like the Packers were very disoriented by that. Do you regret not kind of sticking with that more and asking, you know, Joe to be more of a conventional passer the rest of the game?
We mixed some of those read options along the way, Jim. But at some point, you know, you like to be able to complete some passes. You know, you still need to be able to complete some passes. And you're right, early on, we did have them a little bit off balance. And but we had some opportunities in the passing game. We just couldn't connect. And when we did run read option, we did have some success. So you can always say you could do a little bit more, but there were opportunities in the passing game as well.
How much were you able to, or how much time did you have to structure some of the things in the game plan around Joe being in there and some of the things he does that would be more his strengths?
You know, we kind of prepared for a little bit of both. As we were going through the week and realizing the possibility on a short week that Christian might not make it, so we better make sure we have something in the package in case it does become Joe. And so Bill and our offensive staff did a good job of including what we would call, you know, Joe-type plays. So we worked on those for the last couple of days.
Passing opportunities you had that didn't connect, what if you could put your finger on one thing that wasn't working right, what would that be?
Well, there were some times I thought we had some guys open. Joe might get flushed or didn't get his feet set, you know, might not follow through like he needed to, and, you know, we'd end up with some incompletions or quarterback getting hurried or just couldn't make some things happen down the field that we needed to make happen.
Did you sense a mental effect, especially as the offense was struggling through the first half there, that maybe that was having a toll just on how your guys were looking at the game?
I don't think so, Tom, because I look at the way our guys battled throughout that second half. I mean, that game could have got away from us, and, you know, we found a way to keep it in striking range for the most part, and but we just couldn't put things together to close the gap a little bit, you know, further. We were in position a number of times where we had third and less than five or fourth and less than five, and we couldn't get it done.
Two touchdown drives, sandwiching halftime, Rodgers got in a groove. What impresses you when he sort of gets in that rhythm and gets just about everything he wants?
I mean, he's a very accurate passer, but his ability to throw on the run is the thing that sticks out. I mean, you can get him moving around like you want to, but his ability to make throws on the run creates a lot of problems for your defense because guys end up uncovering, even when you get a good pass rush. It just creates a lot of problems, his ability to be able to throw as well as he does on the run.
That's the thing with Christian. It wasn't a pain thing. It was a physical limitation thing?
Yes. Yes.
Leslie, when you have a guy that hasn't thrown a pass all season, I mean, are the odds just almost insurmountable, given the conditions, given the situation, that he could come in and perform at a high level against Aaron Rodgers here tonight?
You know, that's the plight of a backup, Rosie. I mean, that's a situation that a backup is going to be in most places in the league, and Joe is no different. You've got to get your reps in practice, and you've got to be ready every week because you're always one play away from having to go in there, and you just hope that the guy you have in that backup role can get it done. And, you know, we came up short tonight. We needed to do some things around Joe to help him a little bit more, but I thought he battled. I thought he gave us everything he had, and we lost a good football team.
What were they able to do to slow Adrian down a little bit? It looked like they were just maybe a little more sound in their gaps than they'd been in the last two games.
Yeah. They did a good job of getting people in the gaps. I mean, it looked like a lot of the same things we had seen, you know, eight guys in the box, whether it was Woodson or Burnett or whoever it was just another guy. Same things we've seen from them throughout. We just, you know, when people are doing that, you like to create a little balance just to loosen them up a little bit, and we couldn't get that done on a consistent basis tonight.
Leslie, you guys have done such a good job playing clean football over the past 4 weeks. In this game, you have Kevin has an offside penalty, Jasper's extra on the extra or the field goal, Cheryl's muffs a punt. What do you attribute that pattern or those just isolated things?
Man, you know, we gave up 14 points after we should have been off the field at third and two, and then that play you mentioned with Jasper. Just it is uncharacteristic. We've done a good job with penalties this year, and to attribute Marcus is, I mean, he's been great catching punts. I mean, you never really have to worry about him fielding punts. And, you know, those are things you don't want to see happen, unforced errors in a game like this. It's going to kill you against a good football team. And, you know, for whatever reason, it happened to us tonight. And I don't know if you can put my finger on one reason why it would have happened.
What was the communication or the issue with Jasper coming off late?
We needed to get one of our defensive ends off the field. And we had two defensive ends on the field that played the same position, but one of them needed to come off the field. Jasper's the guy who counts to make sure we don't have 12. So if he knows we have 12, he's got to be the guy to run off the field.
Did Harrison come out? I know he went back in the game, but he just had a leg tighten up on him?
Yep. He's fine. So, all right. Thank you, guys. Thanks.